This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to our Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Didier Nicholas. I'm your host, and I'm actually here excited to share, Dawn is actually going to be excited as well to share her story. She owns a company called Expedia Cruises of West Orlando. How are you, Dawn?
I am excellent. Thank you. It's good to see you, DDA, and hear you.
Absolutely. Good to see you as well. So what we try to accomplish here is we really kind of want to dig deep and learn a little bit about your business, if you can start there with us.
Absolutely. We are a full-service travel agency. We are part of Expedia Group. So we own everybody. We own Travelocity, Orbitz, we own VRBO, we own Hotwire, we own, there's so many. So hotels.com, so many. So we have access to all of those resources and all that pricing. And people often think because of the name, which is Expedia Cruises, that's all we do.
But
we
do any
travel. We actually specialize in curated trips. So we have people calling that want to go to Italy and they want to do 4 days here. We have a family right now staying in a private villa, like a chateau on a vineyard.
Wow. Nice.
Right?
That's a vacation, right? That's an awesome vacation.
It was funny because some people would find it expensive. It's like $15,000 for a week, but it's a 6-bedroom. I can't even say cottage. It's a borderline estate. It has its own spa inside with a steam room, sauna. It has this kitchen that would just make Downton Abbey jealous. It's just, crazy, right? And so my husband, one of the challenges I have in this job is that we all want to do everything. So
I like that a lot. We all want to do everything.
Exactly. So I sent him pictures of this villa. He's like, hey, if we get our friends to go, we can like each have a room. And then it only like $2,000 a piece. And I'm like, well, that's true. So the next thing you know, I'm getting calls saying, so I heard that Vito's planning. I'm like, Vito's planning a trip. He's going, what?
That's so cool.
Exciting. It's just, invigorating.
Well, I can tell you're passionate about what you do, which is awesome. That's every business owner's dream is to be very passionate about what they do. So let's talk about that. How'd you get into this business? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I turned 60 this year. So it's about time I would say my last gig. And I wanted to be something I loved. So in my 20s, back, I tell my nephews when there were stone tablets and we drove Flintstone cars, I was a tour director all over the world for Globus Gateway and Cosmos. So I took groups all over the place. And I was a troubleshooter. And it was one of the best jobs of my life. The only challenge was that back then, we didn't have internet. We had no cell phones. So I would call from Europe. I was gone one time, 7 months at a stretch. And I would call home. And I hadn't, it'd been 7 months. I hadn't seen anybody. I got voicemail, which actually wasn't voicemail. It was a recorder?
Yeah, a recorder.
Machine. Right. I can't even say the words anymore.
Machine. Yeah, and with the blinking light. Remember that?
Yeah, and there was no call forwarding back then. It sounds archaic. It really does. So that made it difficult for traveling away so long. But so I did it for 10 years and I loved it. Then I came back and I started a computer company because I'm also a geek. And we ended up with 17 employees and 2 franchises before I sold that. And then I decided to go back into travel and I went to Marriott for 10 years.
Okay.
And I love Marriott. But I decided that I wanted to get out and help other people. Like our atmosphere in our office, we're all independent consultants and everybody loves travel. Everybody loves helping people. It's the number one thing people do this for. Okay. Right. Besides travel benefits, which are of course awesome. But we love someone's face when you prepare the perfect trip for them. Or they realize that it's not going to be scary and they can do it, or they can do more than they thought they could, or we can get them. Because a lot of people don't understand that Expedia, we have access to inventory that nobody else has, even Royal Caribbean.
Well, hold that thought there, because that leads into the next question, some of the myths and misconceptions about the industry. So, finish what you were saying there. That was a good segue.
Yeah, well, that is legend, actually. I'm so glad you brought that up, DDA. It is legend, the amount of mists we have here. Did you know that in Canada, 25% of all cruises booked in the country are booked at Expedia Cruise Centers?
No, retail, I did not know that. Here?
Yeah, because we're right from the north of Windermere, as you know. And what happens is that people think that we cost something, and we don't. We are actually paid by all the travel companies, the cruise ships, the tour companies, the all-inclusive resorts, because we are actually licensed agents of them. And they're either paying one of their people to take the booking or they're paying us. They prefer us because we do the right thing. If someone says, I don't like cruising, 90% of the time it's because they've been on the wrong cruise.
Right.
So if you're 60 and you're, you know, your granddaughter puts you on a, you know, a weekend booze cruise, you're like, what the? I hate you. You know?
Or this is not for me.
Right? Or someone will say, well, I don't want to be stuck in a boat all the time. Well, right. We took a trip to Europe, my husband and I. We did 11-day cruise, and we were in ports 9 out of 10 days. Awesome. So we had one day off, and that was in the middle. And I was telling you, I was just thanking the stars above because we walked on average 28,000 steps a day.
Well, so, that's interesting you say that because you just got – it's like you're kind of going with – all the questions that are right there, you know, when we talk
about,
we're
like one dude, we're all in.
Exactly. So going back, you know, you say you like to travel with you and your husband, that leads into, so what do you do on your downtime, which is travel,
right? I read a lot. Downtime is a relative term because one of the things that we do here is we're always learning. What this ties back to the miss thing and also goes to what I do, which is that people think they can do it themselves just as well, right? Well, right. The challenge is they don't know what's out there. There are so many options. I have people don't understand that we always say that, like, it's not what it costs to get on the boat. It's what it costs to get off the boat. So I have people that are doing a cheap Royal Caribbean cruise for $3,000, then spending $6,000, right? Well, for that, I can get them onto a brand they've never even heard of, which is almost like yacht luxury, mm-hmm. which is everything for the same cost. But the challenge is other people don't even know what those things are. They've never heard of them. And so in my downtime, a lot of what I do is watching videos and reading about different places and new things that are coming out because it's just so fun for me. But once again, the challenge goes back to, I'll be watching a video on the big screen of one of these new cruise lines and what it does in the yachts. And I was like, when are we going? I'm like, that's the...
Wow, yeah.
So
that's
much...
That is no. That's interesting you say that because the misconceptions is that I can do it myself, but then you bring up a lot of good points as well. So what is one thing that you would like to leave with our listeners, you know, leave them with?
I would ask that they, number one, give small business a try because we are a local company and we support, you know, the industry. We do a lot of community work here. But on top of that, is just talk to us. Send an email if you're not sure. The first time I used a travel agent, and I'd been working all over the world, I wanted to go on a cruise. It'd be about $5,000 to go on this cruise. And if I was spending that kind of money, between 5 and 10, I didn't want to waste it. So I sent my friend's travel agent, because I didn't really have one, I sent her three that I was looking at. And she told me, this one, the ship's too old. This one, the people are too old. This one you'll love, and here's one you never thought of. Like I said, we have options people don't know about. We actually do repricings. So if a great sale comes out, we'll call clients. I had one client that was doing four cabins for $8,000. Mm-hmm. I called her up. I said, I just reduced your cost by $1,800. She's like, what? And she didn't do anything. I guarantee cruise lines will never call you and say, hey, we just lowered your price.
Right. No, that's a good point. And that's kind of another advantage of mm-hmm. going through someone like you for, you know, providing these services.
Yeah. Like so I said, you never thought of. So that's kind of fun.
No, that's awesome. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So what are some of the ways that our listeners can contact you? If you provide phone number and website.
Sure. Our phone number is 407-603-0703. If you forget, go to Google Maps and just put in Expedia Cruises West Orlando, and we'll pop up with all our info. You can also go to our website, which is expediacruises.com/West Orlando. You're probably seeing a theme here. Mm-hmm. Or you can email us. The easiest one is westorlando at MediaCruises.com. Yeah, I think you got it by now.
Yes, I got it. West Orlando. I love that. So, well, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to hopefully speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.